Nature pointed to the truth. After reading wise books about truth, I remembered what happened to me. A year ago, someone told me that the knowledge of the spiritual egregore is not, to put it mildly, true, and that they didn't see any changes in themselves, that they started feeling worse and diseases began. As soon as the person said that, the wind immediately picked up. I drew the attention of the person to it. He said it was just the wind, but it was a sign of power, and it brought the knowledge that this person could change their fate now, and I felt a great surge of energy internally. "Is there a God?" I asked the person. "Yes," he said. "And besides God, is there anyone else?" "No, we are all in God, and God is in each of us." "Right, you understand everything. God is the truth. So the truth is in you and in me, and in the knowledge that the egregore carries." As soon as I said that, thunder rumbled from the cloudless blue sky. "See, the gods confirm this." "And where does evil come from? After all, the devil and Satan also exist." "Have you ever looked at the sun?" And I pointed to the bright sun overhead. "What color is it?" "Golden. How else could it be?" "Now imagine that you are blind from birth, or you wear blue or green glasses, like in the Emerald City, and you have never seen anything without glasses. What will the sun be like for such a person?" "That's terrible," he exclaimed. "If I'm blind from birth, then I won't see all the splendor of the sun's color. And if I was born with glasses, then I would see it through filters and not know what it really is like." "Yes, and you may not recognize it," I replied, "because you won't think of taking off the glasses until those who are doctors allow you to do so. And they are ones who can see the real sun and can teach others to see. So, we've come back to the beginning of our conversation. Only someone who sees through glasses or has no eyes from birth can judge the truth of the teaching or the person. The one who sees God, the truth in everything, will not judge because there is nothing to judge. The truth is in a drop of water, and in the great saving knowledge. Only a drop of water cannot tell you anything, but the master through his teachers can explain this to you and heal you of blindness. That is, remove the glasses or even insert eyes." "Look," I said, "like a light breeze, the sign of power revealed to us all the commandments of Jesus Christ. Judge not that ye be not judged. When you see the truth in everything, there is nothing to condemn. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. He who has eyes, let him see. This is about the blind and those with glasses. And most importantly, do not blaspheme against the Holy Spirit." I uttered these words and cautiously looked at the sky. Something made me expect the next sign, and there it was. There were no clouds, but it started to rain. Something else needs to be done, I thought. "Did you understand anything, realize anything?" I asked my acquaintance. "Yes, I understood," he shouted with joy. Some sincere joy shone on his face. "I didn't understand anything." The joy on his face, a rainbow in the sky. "That's it," I heard inside me. "These are the gates to heaven. From now on, you will see the truth in everything," a voice sounded from the sky and inside me. Now I understand that only by observing the signs of power and changing oneself can one change the whole surrounding world.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.